Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your strength that is destroying our weaknesses. Thank you for breakthroughs your mighty hand has performed in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your interventions we have seen in so many ways in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because you did not forsake us. You did not leave us to ourselves. You did not leave us alone. You have always been helping us, equipping us, supporting us, helping us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for battles that you fought for us and give us victory. Thank you, Lord, for the helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for the helpers you have sent into our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making ways appear to us in our wilderness. Thank you for shining your light on our hearts and minds. And you liberated us from confusion and deception. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to be so aligned with your will and purposes. Thank you for guiding us and leading us by your Holy Spirit, always. Thank you, Father, because you have made it too difficult for the kingdoms of darkness to succeed over us and to prevail over us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the greatness of you that you are revealing in our lives, in our spirits and souls and bodies. Thank you for the greatness of you are manifesting in our careers, marriages, callings, destinies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for rising to defend us in places we are defenseless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for gifts you have sent to us, physical gifts and spiritual gifts. Thank you for your manifold grace you have poured out upon us to enable us do all that is right in your sight, to make us live lives that are pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We ask, O God, that you fellowship with us tonight, Move among us, Lord Jesus, as we would be worshiping you, praising you, calling upon your name in faith. Father, reveal your power among us. Manifest your glory among us. Stretch forth your hand and touch us from your throne. Change our lives for the best. Change our situation for your best. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that you will be helped again by the Lord. Amen. We are going to start with worship songs. And after that, we would go into prayers. Sing with me with the whole of your heart. Let your heart be fixed on the Lord, on his throne. Amen. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher. Oh, higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher, be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious in your ways, Lord Jesus. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, El Shaddai. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Elohim, glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great and mighty is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. You are so great and mighty. Great are you, Lord. Lion of Judah, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You're the mighty man in battle. Great are you, Lord. You do impossible things. Great are you, Lord. Almighty God, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, 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 your name, He's God. Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel, King of Glory. Emmanuel, Lion of Judah, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel. Jesus, Emmanuel. Most High God, Emmanuel. Lord of hosts, Emmanuel. Elohim, Emmanuel. Your name is God. Your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord. Emmanuel. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. Yes, Lord. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord. Sing it. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. You are God. We love you, King of the universe. We love you, Lord. Adonai. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love you. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are yet to say, faithful are you, Lord. We're singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Forever faithful are you, Lord. In all situations, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Consign our lives. Faithful are you, Lord. Consign our destinies. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voices in praise of your name. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voices in praise of your name. We lift our voices in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Sing it. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Lion of the tribe of Judah. We worship you, Most High God. God, you reign forever. King of Israel, God, you reign forever. We worship you. Yes, Lord Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. Thank you, Lord. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. God, you reign forever. Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your voice. Begin to worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship Jesus. Worship the God of Israel. Worship the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the King of glory, the King of Israel. Worship the Most High God, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega, the one who was and he's to come, the controller of the whole universe. Worship him, worship him, worship him, praise him. He is the reason for our existence. He is why we exist. For without him was nothing made that was made. He is the creator. He is the reason why we are. He is the reason why we live. He is the reason why we exist. Worship him. Praise him. The Bible says all things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. The Bible says he was before all things, and in him all things consist. The Bible says all things were made by him and for him. Worship him. He is the reason for existence, for our existence. Worship him. For without him, there is no house. Worship him. Father, we worship you. King of kings, we worship you. Mighty deliverer, we worship you. Mighty savior, we worship you. We praise you, Lord, for you are higher than all. You are stronger than all. You are mightier than all. You are greater than all. You are the Most High. Yes, you are the Most High. We love you, Father. Thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. Thank you for all that you are doing inside us. Thank you for all that you are doing outside us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for what you have done in the past. Thank you for what you will still do for us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. We're going to start with thanksgiving prayer. You're going to take this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, I am grateful for all you have done for me, for all you have done in me. You're going to say, Father, I am grateful for all you are doing in my life. I am grateful for all that you will still do for me. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, I am grateful for all that you have done for me. For all that you have done in me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Nijeke haradia la labana. Neshu zashidia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you have done in me. Thank you for what you have done for me. Thank you for what you are doing in me. And thank you for what you are doing in my life. And thank you, Lord, for what you are still going to do for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I am grateful for everything you have done. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful, Lord. Are you grateful? If yes, tell him you are grateful. Tell him you are grateful. I am grateful, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, according to your word of promise for my life and destiny, make all things new. Make all things new in my life. I'll take it again. You're going to say, Father, according to your word of promise for my life, calling, and destiny, make all things new. Make all things new. Because you said you will make all things new. Father, make all things new. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your word of promise, for my life, calling, and destiny, make all things new. Make all things new. Make all things new. Make all things new. In the name of Jesus, make all things new. Thank you, Father. Make all things new. Say, Lord, according to all that you have revealed to me concerning my life, calling, and destiny, according to all that you have said concerning my life, calling, and destiny, make all things new. Make all things new. Make all things new. In my finances, Lord, make all things new. Let old things pass away. Let old things pass away. Thank you, Lord. In my attitude, in my behavior, in my character, make all things new, Father. Let old things that corrupts, old things that defiles, old things that does not agree with your standard, let them all pass away. Father, make all things new in the name of Jesus. Make all things new, Father. Make all things new, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. If you want manifestations of new things, things you have not seen before, things that has not happened to you before, then you have to be desperate. Yeah, you have to seek God with desperation. You have to pray with desperation. Because you know that only God holds in his hands the power that makes things new, such that you forget the old things, such that it will look like old things never existed. It will look like you never suffered before. It will look like you never went through pains at all. Yeah, you must be desperate. If you want God to make all things new, you must seek him with desperation. With desperation. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am desperate for a new beginning. You're going to say, Father, I am desperate for a new beginning. I want things to change. I want new things to emerge in my life. Oh Lord, visit my life and make all things new. Visit me and make all things new. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nijue ki haru de tala. Meso jada da da. Nidria ki hishtena tozana. Father, I am desperate for a change in my life. See, Father, I am desperate for a new beginning. Oh Lord, visit my life and make all things new. Make all things new. Make all things new. Let the old things that have been happening in my life from the day I was born into this world, the old things in my life that does not glorify you, things in my life that does not honor your name, things in my life that does not please you, things in my life that does not line up with your will and purposes for my life, oh God, let them all pass away. Let them all pass away. Let them all pass away. Thank you, Lord. Lujenege eso sashudia. Lilio ragenega galala. Endijisa ditujirianda. Mero de kahanini jalala. Oh God, let them all pass away. Let them all pass away. The things I have been enduring, the things that grew up with me from my mother's, from the day I was born, the wrong things, the things that does not line up with your purposes and plans for my life that have been happening in my life for years. Lord, let them all pass away. Let them all pass away. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are desperate. Because in this prayer point, you are telling God that you are desperate. You are saying, God, I am desperate for a change. You are saying, God, I am desperate for a change. Say, Lord, let them all pass away. Everything in my life that is not what you want, let them all pass away. Everything in my life that does not agree with your plans and purposes for my life, Father, let them all pass away. Everything in my life that are not supposed to be happening to me at this time, Father, let them all pass away. Thank you, Lord. Make all things new. Make all things new. According to your promises for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When God make all things new, you will forget the sufferings, the pains, the hardship, poverty, the oppression. You will forget them all. The Bible says when the Lord turned away the captivity of Zion, they were like they that dream. Yeah. When God make things new in your life, you will forget that you once suffered. You will forget that you once faced limitations. So you are going to pray again. Yeah, I don't know why the Holy Spirit is making me to repeat this same vision. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Oh God of Israel, visit my life and with your great power, turn away my captivity, destroy my captivity, destroy my limitations, destroy oppressions in my life, and make all things new." I'm going to repeat myself. Raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Oh God of Israel, visit my life, and with your great power, turn away my captivity, destroy limitations in my life, and make all things new, destroy oppressions in my life, make all things new." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jeshuna da Gidea, Hende Tedegala, Nishtiosa, Neshetelegala, Dijiande Kegiliandridia. Raise up your right hand, say, "Oh God of heaven and the earth, visit my life, and with your great power, turn away my captivity." Jadake Kalagada. Heni Jisorandreande Kalabalashida. Neto Besusa Neshtiolada. Say, "Oh God of Israel, visit my life, and with your great power, turn away my captivity, destroy limitations in my life, destroy oppressions in my life, and make all things new." Say, "Father, make all things new. Make all things new. Turn away my captivity. Destroy oppressions in my life. Destroy limitations in my life. Make all things new." Thank you, Father. Make all things new. Make all things new with your great power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of the things that is important that you do to see things turn around in your life, to see new things begin to happen in your life, is that you must become uncomfortable with the old things. I call the things in your life that needs to change, I call them old things. Yeah, because I believe that you will receive new things. Yeah, that is why I'm calling them old things. Things that should not be in your life, things that should end in your life. It could be in your character. When I say things, it doesn't have to be physical things. It could be in your attitude. It could be in your way of life, in your lifestyle, in your character, that those things have to end. Yeah. So I call everything in your life that should not be in your life right now, according to the plans of God and will of God, I'm calling them old things, and I want you to see them as old things. Now, this is what I'm saying. One of the ways to see old things in your life pass away is to become uncomfortable with those things. Is to begin to disagree with those things. Yeah. Until you become uncomfortable, and then you begin to say, no, my life can be better than this. I can go higher than this. I can be a conqueror. I can be victorious. I can be healed. I can be delivered. I can be saved. Until you begin to become uncomfortable. No, I can't continue like this. I can't continue in this slavery. Until you begin to become uncomfortable. Sometimes things might not change. But when you say, no, enough is enough. My life cannot continue like this. I can't continue to experience stagnation. I can't continue to fail. I can't continue to go down and not go up. And you begin to say, my life must change. That is when new things are about to begin. I tell you the truth. So maybe you have been so comfortable with defeat, with downfall, with spiritual immaturity. Maybe you have been so comfortable with weaknesses, with limitations, with failures. Now you must become uncomfortable. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, you my spirit, you my soul, you my body, from today you shall become uncomfortable with old things until God make all things new. You shall become uncomfortable with things that are not in the will of God, in the plans of God for my life. You, my spirit, you shall become uncomfortable. You, my soul, you shall become uncomfortable. You, my body, you shall become uncomfortable with everything that does not agree with the will of God and plans of God for my life. From now henceforth, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to talk to your body. Begin to prophesy to your soul. Begin to prophesy to your spirit. Begin to prophesy to your body. Say, you my body, you my soul, you my spirit, from now henceforth you shall become uncomfortable with failure. You shall become uncomfortable with defeat. You shall become uncomfortable with stagnation. You shall become uncomfortable with pains, with sorrows, with poverty. You shall become uncomfortable with limitations. You, my spirit, soul, and body, you shall become uncomfortable with slavery. From now henceforth, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, you shall not be comfortable with everything that is not of the will of God. Until God make all things new. You shall not be comfortable. You shall not agree. You, my soul, you shall not agree with spiritual immaturity. You shall not agree with sin. You shall not agree with weaknesses. Begin to talk to your soul like that. Until God makes all things new, my life shall not be comfortable with defeat. My life shall no longer be comfortable with failures. Until God make all things new, in the name of Jesus, my life shall not be comfortable with witchcraft. My life shall not be comfortable with demonic control, with demonic possession and oppression. Until God makes all things new, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you pray that prayer very well. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you want God to make all things new in your life, you have to show it. You have to demonstrate faith for Him. Yeah, some Christians, they claim they have faith, but they are not demonstrating it. Faith is, or maybe I should put it this way, faith becomes powerful in your actions. When faith is only in your heart, it is not yet active. Yeah. It is not yet active. In most cases, it is dead. When it is just only limited to your heart, you just have faith in your heart, it is dead. Yeah. And then the Bible talks about living faith. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible before. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. Have you read that before in your Bible? Yeah, I think it's in the book of James. The Bible said, faith without works is dead. Yeah, so when you say you have faith and is not in your action, that faith is not yet powerful. That faith is still weak. Yeah. You want me to show you where it is in the Bible. Yeah, let's see. Demonstration of faith. That is where faith becomes powerful. Faith becomes powerful in demonstration. Yeah, if you read James chapter 2, James chapter 2, verse 20, yeah, it says, but will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? And then in verse 26, it said, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yeah. And even in verse 17 of that same chapter, James chapter 2, it said, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yeah. Maybe some of you have not come across that in your Bible. I've just shown you in James chapter 2. Yeah, so many of us in the Christian community, we just have faith in the mind, and we expect that faith to produce results. In most cases, it does not. Atomic bomb. When you begin to put it to action. So do you believe God is able to do something for you? Then begin to show it. You believe God can heal you? Then show it. Demonstrate him. Stop taking drugs. That's how you show that God can heal you. Stop depending on drugs. That's how you demonstrate that God can heal you. You believe God can bless you financially? Then stop depending on your income. Stop depending on your salary. Depend on God. Stop depending on anyone to help you. Depend on God. That's how you show that you believe God can provide for you. Yeah. So many of us, we just stay in the realm of faith in the mind. I have faith. But you are not demonstrating it. That is why nothing is changing. Yeah. That's why nothing is changing. That man at the beautiful gate that was paralyzed. In fact, he was born like that. He can't walk. After Peter made that declaration that in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk, the man was still looking at them. He doesn't know, he doesn't fully understand what is going on. And then Peter grabbed the man and pulled him up. That is demonstration of faith. And immediately Peter pulled up that man. The Bible says the bones in his knees and ankle received strength. And the man began to jump up. And the man began to walk. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to give life to my faith. Help me to demonstrate the faith that I have so it can produce results. You want God to bless you, and we have to beg you before you can give. Before you can give to God, yeah, or we have to keep preaching and preaching, or you are waiting that we keep preaching and talking about giving before you give. It means you are not demonstrating faith. When we give by faith, knowing that God will bless us so that we can continue to give more. Yeah, that is faith. So everything about Christianity is faith. Yeah. There is no witchcraft, except those people that have turned Christianity to witchcraft. There is no magic. It's all about faith. Yeah, it's all about faith. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, yeah, begin to pray, say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, help me to demonstrate the faith you have given to me. Help me to demonstrate faith that is in my heart. Help me to demonstrate the faith that I have in you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yeshua Tagala. Say, by your Holy Spirit in me, O God, Help me to demonstrate the faith you have given to me. Help me to demonstrate faith by giving to you, giving to your work. Help me to demonstrate faith by confessing positive things. Help me to demonstrate faith by subjecting my plans to you, by handing over my plans to you, for you to make them work. By not trying to make things work by myself, by trusting in your direction. Help me to demonstrate faith in my prayers. Help me to demonstrate faith in my fasting. Help me to demonstrate faith in everything I do. Oh Lord, help me to put my faith into action. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, help me to put my faith to action by your Holy Spirit in me. Help me to put my faith to action. Help me to give life to my faith. In the way I pray, some people, they can't pray with faith. They are just praying on maybe it will happen. Maybe God will hear. Maybe God will answer. That is not faith. When it is based on maybe, maybe, that is not faith. Yeah, say, Lord, help me to demonstrate faith when I am praying. Help me to demonstrate faith when I am praising and worshiping you. Help me to demonstrate faith in every spiritual exercise I do. Say, Lord, help me, because that is when my faith can work. Help me, Lord, to demonstrate faith. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are some actions you have been doing that you need to stop doing to show God that you have faith. Yeah. There are some things you have been doing that you need to stop doing to show God that you have faith. Yeah, maybe whenever you need some things, you start talking to some people. Please help me. I need this. Please help me. I need that. You need to stop doing that. Yeah. To show God that you have faith, that you believe in Him. Yeah, there are many things you need to stop to make your faith living and powerful. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to stop the things I am already addicted to doing that is killing my faith, that is making my faith not powerful. Yeah, say, Lord, help me to stop everything I am addicted to doing. Yeah, maybe it's fear. You are so fearful. Yeah, and it shows all around you. You are so fearful. Yeah, until you stop being fearful, your faith will not be powerful. So begin to say, Father, help me to stop the things I am addicted to doing every day that is killing my faith, that is making my faith impotent and powerless. Lord, help me to stop doing those things. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. There are some things you say, some of you, there are things you say on a daily basis that shows that your faith is dead. That has made your faith powerless. There are some things you must not stop saying from your mouth. There are some things you must stop confessing from your mouth. You don't talk like that. A man of faith or a woman of faith should not talk like that. So those things must stop to show God that you are ready for a new beginning. Say, Lord, help me to stop doing things that is killing my faith.
that is making my faith impotent to produce signs and wonders. Help me, Lord, to stop. Help me, Lord, to stop. Even the things I have become so addicted to. Lifestyle I have become so addicted to. Attitudes I have become so addicted to. Behaviors, habits I have become so addicted to, that it is killing the potency of my faith. Oh Lord, help me to stop. Help me to stop. Thank you, Lord. Help me to stop. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. If you want God to make all things new in your life, you have to walk with God. Yeah. You have to walk with God. Some of you, you are so sensitive to physical things than to spiritual things. You are always watching. Let's say, for instance, you're always watching your bank account. Yeah, whether the money there is increasing or decreasing. That is not what you should be looking at. You should be looking up. You should be looking up. You should be looking at God every day. You should set your affection on things above. You should be concerned about spiritual things, not physical things. Yeah, but those things that has no eternal value, they have no eternal benefit. Those are the things you are so much concerned about. Those are the things you are so much thinking about. Yeah, you're not thinking about spiritual things. Yeah. You're not thinking about God. You're not thinking about His kingdom. That has to change. That needs to change. Yeah, so if you want God to make all things new, you must walk with God. You must seek God. You must become intimate with God. Yeah. So you are going to pray. That is how God will make things new in your life. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, I desire a close walk with you. Draw me closer to you. Draw me closer to you. Say, Father, I desire a close walk with you. The Bible says when you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. So God is waiting for you to draw near before He will come near to you. So begin to say, Father, I desire a close walk with you. Draw me closer to you. Say, Father, I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to walk with you. I desire a very close walk. Thank you, Lord. A very close walk with you. That is the secret of seeing Him make all things new in your life. Not the idolatry many of us practice. It is idolatry when you consider certain things more important than God. It is idolatry when you fix your mind and eyes on certain things in this world and not on God and spiritual things. That is idolatry. Yeah, it means you have placed those things above God. You have placed those things above your relationship with God. Say, Lord, I desire a close walk with you. Draw me closer to yourself. I want to know you very closely. I want to know your nature. I want to know your personality. I want to know you. Draw me closer to you. I want to know your purposes, your principles, your standards. Draw me closer to you. Talk to God like that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, disconnect me from wrong people and connect me to right people for the manifestation of your plans and will and purposes in my life, in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, disconnect me from wrong people and connect me to right people for the manifestation of your plans and will and purposes for my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, Lord, disconnect me. Disconnect me from groups. Disconnect me from associations. Disconnect me from platforms. Disconnect me from friends, relatives, people that I'm not supposed to be close to it. And connect me with those people that we allow your plans and purposes and will to come to pass, to manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, begin to do the disconnection. Begin to disconnect me from people that are stopping the manifestation of your plans and purposes and will for my life. And begin to connect me with those people that will allow the manifestation of your plans and will and purposes for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let me know your grace. Yeah, the grace of God is real. Yeah, just as I did a teaching sometime ago, a Bible study series on grace. Yeah, on the grace of God. The grace of God is so real that when you have it, you will know that you have it. Yeah, and in that teaching, I said that The grace of God is God's ability in action. God's ability in action. When you have the grace of God, you will know that you have the grace of God. And there is no good thing that God has destined you, human beings, to achieve on earth, to do on earth, that does not have a grace, that does not have a grace that makes it happen. Yeah, I mean, every good thing that God wants human beings or mankind to achieve and do on earth is connected to a grace in God. Yeah, you can think of any good thing, yeah, to achieve or to do in the earth. They are all connected to a grace in God. There's a grace to have a pure heart, a pure mind, and to sustain it, to keep your heart pure always. There's a grace to live holy in the sight of God. There's a grace for prosperity. There's a grace for every good thing. There's a grace to enjoy good health and never fall sick. There is all kinds of grace. So you're going to pray. Some of you just need a grace. And your entire life will be transformed. There's a grace for prayer. There's a grace for fasting. Yeah, there's a grace to pray. And as you are praying, things are changing, literally. As you are praying, things are literally changing in the physical realm. There's a grace for that. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, bring me to the place where I encounter your grace. Yeah, or bring me in contact with your grace. Yeah, I'm going to say, Father, make me to know your grace. Make me to encounter your grace. Make me to find your grace and have it forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, bring me in contact with your grace so that my life can change, so that I can experience transformation in my life. There is a personality you will change to, and even you will know that you have changed, and everyone will know that you have changed. Yeah, and it is grace that does that. So, Father, bring me in contact with your grace. Bring me in contact with every grace that I need to fulfill your calling and destiny. Thank you, Lord. Make me discover your grace. Make me find grace and have it forever. Make me find your grace. Make me encounter your grace. Take me to the place where I encounter your grace, even the grace that will change my life forever. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I want to know your grace. Say, Father, I want to experience grace. This is real. Grace is not human ability in action. Grace is God's ability. Yeah, grace is not you trying to make things work. Grace is God making things work in you and through you. God is making things work in you and through you. And you can see it yourself. That is grace. Say, Lord, I want to know your grace. Thank you, Lord. I want to know your ability that works in a man, that makes a natural man supernatural. I want to encounter that ability that makes an ordinary man extraordinary. So, Lord, I want to encounter that ability. I want to encounter grace. So, Lord, I want to encounter grace. Say, Father, I want to encounter your grace. Bring me in contact with your grace. And let me have it forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray, and I remember when I was doing that teaching, I said something. I said, to function in the grace of God, or to experience it and demonstrate it and have it, you must stop depending on your human strength. You must stop depending on your human wisdom. You must stop depending on your human ability. You must begin to depend on God for all good works, for all good things, for all righteousness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to depend on you. Help me to trust you completely. Help me to rely on your strength. Help me to rely on your ability so that I can experience your grace. So that I can encounter your grace. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to say, Father, help me. Begin to say, Father, help me. Help me to depend on you. 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 Begin to talk to God like that. I want to depend on you. I want to depend on your ability, not on my wisdom, not on my calculations, not on my intellect, not on my strength. I want to depend on your wisdom. I want to depend on your ability. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven of the Almighty God, let the heaven of the God of Israel open over my life and rain blessings, mercies, helps, favor, in the name of Jesus. Raise up your right hand, say, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven of the Almighty God, the heaven of heavens, let the heaven of the Most High God, let the heaven of the God of Israel open over my life and rain peace, prosperity, success, blessings, mercies, favor, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the heaven of the Lord of hosts, let the heaven of the Almighty God open over my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven of heavens, the heaven of the God of Israel, open over my life and let it rain power, righteousness, grace, authority, dominion, victories, honor, prosperity, riches, wealth, breakthroughs, promotion, elevation. In the name of Jesus, let it rain healings, deliverances, now, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. I believe you're praying like that. Shahada kedabala. Thank you, Lord. Let it rain fire to destroy works of the devil, chains of slavery, in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven of the Almighty God open over my life now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. There is a level of strength you will attain where darkness will no longer have power over you. Yeah. I know when darkness is stronger than me, and I know when I am stronger than darkness. Yeah. And it's so evident. I know it immediately as a warrior in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, and I also know that there is a level of strength you will attain and darkness will no longer have power over you. They will no longer be able to control your emotions. they will no longer be able to control your thoughts. They will no longer be able to control your feelings, your desires. They will no longer be able to determine your joy and happiness, because you are always happy. Irrespective of whatever happens, you are always happy and joyful. That is when you have attained that level. When the devil is not the one to determine when you have joy and when you don't have joy. When you are happy and when you should not be happy. That is when you have attained that level of strength. So you're going to pray seriously for yourself. Yeah. Or if I should ask you this question, do you want the devil to have power over you? Do you want darkness to rule over you? If no, then you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, lift me up to that to a strength level in you where darkness have no power over me, where no darkness we have power over me, where Satan have no power over me. Say, Lord Jesus, lift me up to that strength level in you. Lift me up to that strength level in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, lift me up to that strength level in you. Say, Lord Jesus, take me to that strength level in you. When the kingdom of darkness have no power over my soul, that level where darkness have no power over my life and destiny, that level where darkness have no power over my thoughts and emotions, Lord, take me to that strength level where I am always joyful and happy and peaceful, irrespective of any situation. Take me to that strength level in the name of Jesus. Take me, Lord, to that strength level in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray four more prayer points. Then I'll be praying for you. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, glorify your presence in my life. You're going to say, Father, glorify your presence in me, in my environment. And let the glory of your presence destroy everything that should not be in my life. Everything that should not exist in my life. Everything that should not be seen in my life. Let the glory of your presence Remove them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, glorify your presence in my life. Glorify your presence in my spirit. Glorify your presence in my soul. Glorify your presence in my body. Glorify your presence in my environment. And let the glory of your presence begin to destroy everything that you don't want to see in my life. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of your presence, let the glory of your presence destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them right now, right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, Nehashigarada, Esijeneta, Mishtihosa, Neshode Tijala, Nedriegehatashara, Masujedegadiarada, Nihishteha Suzendeshlia, Hakta Jedara Grandjala, Nehadiso Zashitaniglia, Mashuende Saligliondrita. Let the glory of your presence begin to destroy and uproot things that should not be in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, glorify your presence in me and outside of me and in my environment. And let the glory of your presence, thank you, Lord, destroy everything that should not be in my life. Every identity that should not be in my life. Every appearance that should not be in my life. Destroy them by the glory of your presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, let every negative confession and utterance that has come out of my mouth be nullified, be cancelled. Every negative confession and utterance that have come out of my mouth that is now working against me, that is now working against my life. So, Lord, by your mercy, cancel them now. Terminate them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is you who confessed negative things. And now devil has weaponized it against you. Talk to God. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, let every negative confession, negative words, utterance that have come out of my mouth, that is now working against my life, Lord, let them be cancelled. Oh Lord, cancel them by your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Cancel them by your mercy. Cancel them by your mercy. Cancel them by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, cancel them. Cancel them. Cancel them. Cancel them. Cancel them. Oh Lord, cancel them. Every negative word, negative utterance, negative confession that has come out of my mouth, whether consciously or unconsciously, that is now working against my life. Oh Lord, cancel them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your potentials in me, let your gifts in me, skills in me, receive power to manifest. Or you can say, Father, empower your potentials in me, your gifts in me, your skills in me to manifest, to make me a blessing to my generation. Say, Father, empower your potentials in me, your gifts in me, your skills in me to manifest that I may become a blessing to my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jeshuza hanene degala. Nehashte dehimasuzia degala. Say, Father, empower your gifts that are in me. Empower the divine abilities you have placed in me. Empower them to rise and shine and bless the world and bless my generation. In the name of Jesus, give life, give strength, give power. Thank you, Lord. To the divine abilities and skills and strengths and gifts that are in me. Lord, give power to them. Give strength to them. Give fire to them. That they may rise and manifest and shine to bless the world, to bless my generation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point you're going to pray. I can see that God wants to empower some of you to heal sick people. God wants to empower some of you to heal sicknesses and diseases. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine empowerment to heal the sick. Yeah, you're going to say, I receive divine empowerment to minister healing to the sick, to give healing to the sick. In the name of Jesus, But begin to pray like that. Nigehashaladata. Suzian du shiarabadatala. Jande engeha tashashtedia. Nedriala de tesujina dadela. Get enhashed sadagala. So in the name of Jesus, I receive divine empowerment to carry divine healing to the sick. Yeah, this is not medical healing. This is not herbal healing. This is divine healing. This is not using leaves to heal. This is not using drugs to heal. This is not using fruits to heal. This is divine healing. This is divine healing. This is healing from God, from God, from the Spirit of God. Begin to say, oh God, empower me. Thank you, Lord. To carry your healing to the sick, that they may be healed. So Lord, empower me. Say, Lord, empower me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, empower me. Jena haso senegan ditala. Mushiante helian de kiara datala. Dalele jija niso a jiana di ditala. Niglian dishu sarahalashta. Mashinagala. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, empower me to minister divine healing to those who are sick, that they will be healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So now, we are going to stop here. And I'll be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your great love and mercy toward us. Thank you for your great compassion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you have not forsaken us. You always come to us. You always rescue us in times of need. Even at that point where we are getting discouraged, at that point where we are getting so weak, it is at that point you always come to save us and to rescue us. Thank you for being so faithful in our lives. Thank you for being so faithful to us. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I am praying for everyone that has joined this prayer session. I ask, O God, that you stretch forth your hand to bless everyone right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you right there where you are. The hand of the Lord shall come upon you. And the hand of the Lord shall change your life to what it should be. In Jesus' name, those areas, many have failed. In those areas, many are fallen. I decree, you will rise and you will not fail. In the name of Jesus, you will rise and you will not fall. In the name of Jesus, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. And a new you shall emerge. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. And a new you shall emerge. In the name of Jesus, I repeat the third time, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. And a new you shall emerge. In the name of Jesus, it is time that you fulfill destiny. And the hand of the Lord shall make it happen. It is time that you break forth into manifestation. And the hand of God shall make it happen. It is time that the promises of the Lord come to pass in your life. And the hand of God shall make it happen. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, remain blessed.